Many refer to him as America's first spy, a young man from a farm who answered George Washington's call for men to go into New York City and report on the movements of the soldiers there. His story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Nathan Hale was a captain in his local militia and supportive of the cause for liberty. His role in the revolution was about to change.
George Washington puts out a plea. We're not doing well in the war. We need to know how many British there are encamped in New York and where they are.
Anne-Marie Charland says Hale stepped forward to become one of the spies Washington needed.
Unfortunately, no one trains him. They just send him on his way. He went dressed as a Dutch schoolmaster. He was reporting on what he was finding, writing down what he was seeing.
British Army officer Robert Rogers saw Hale and thought something seemed amiss. He told Hale that he was spying for the Continentals in order to get Hale to divulge what he was really doing in the area.
They have their conversation. Robert Rogers goes as far to have a dinner party in Nathan's honor at the Beekman Mansion. Nathan thinks he's with like-minded people, and he's chatting it up. Meanwhile, the place is being surrounded by the British, and he is captured and executed the next morning.
Hale's execution took place in what is today Manhattan, around 66th Street and 3rd Avenue.
When he was captured and executed, they left his body to hang for 3 to 5 days, and then they just discarded it in the ditch, and his body has never been found.
But it is what Hale said before his execution that may be why many know his name today. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Coventry, Connecticut, I'm Andrew McCrae.